Hello, everyone, and welcome to my podcast, Body Justice. I started this podcast because I believe that all bodies are good bodies. All bodies are deserving, worthy, and all bodies are whole just as they are. In today's world, it's ever hard to embody this as our truth. My mission is to create a space to process body image, eating disorders, and relationships through a justice-oriented lens. I'm a licensed therapist in California and an eating disorder survivor myself. I know what it's like to be at war with myself and also to find peace again. Thank you for being here, and I look forward to being your host. Hey everyone, welcome back to Body Justice. Oh my gosh, it has been quite a while since I have done an episode. And I also recognize I never let you all know why I stopped. Basically, a little human has taken over my life. Yes, that's right. I was pregnant. And if you follow me on Instagram, you know the whole story. But yeah, basically, I just had a baby a couple months ago. And throughout my pregnancy, I just didn't have the capacity to keep recording episodes. I had to focus a lot of my attention on all the new things going on in my life and my body. Thanks for your patience, and I'm really excited to be back here because I've really missed this space. You know, my intention for this podcast has always been to provide free, accessible tools and knowledge to the eating disorder recovery community with a social justice lens. And I'm so excited to kick off season 3 because I have some awesome interviews lined up. And I thought today we could just review a little bit about body justice. Now, you can go back and listen to my other episodes on Body Justice 101, but I want to talk today about body politics. This is 100% tied to body justice. So basically, your body is political. All bodies are. Body politics is a concept that refers to the ways power, culture, and society intersect with the human body. It encompasses a wide range of issues related to how bodies are perceived, regulated, and experienced within different social, political, and cultural contexts. Body politics involves struggles of bodily autonomy, bodily integrity, bodily representation. It also involves exploring the intersections between the body and other forms of identity, like gender, race, class, and sexuality, to name a few. This is a time right now in the U.S. where this is more important than ever, it feels like. I mean, I think it's always been important, don't get me wrong. But right now, with everything we have going on in terms of reproductive justice and trans-inclusive healthcare, it's more important that we talk about this than ever. We need to be having these conversations because legislation affects, you know, how we relate to our bodies and how we relate to other people's bodies. And it's an important lens for understanding how social power operates within the realm of body and how people are impacted by these power dynamics disproportionately. And the other layer is, how does this impact eating disorders? There's a really strong connection between body politics and eating disorders. And many eating disorder sufferers experience their condition as a result of societal and cultural pressures around body ideals. This is amplified by systemic oppression, to queer, trans, and BIPOC people, as well as people in larger bodies. When you're exposed to daily oppression, it's hard to not feel like your body's a problem. And changing it can feel like the solution. It can also feel like the safe solution, conforming your body to this ideal that's going to grant you more privilege is such a valid thing to want, and you and your body are not the problem. But body politics do influence eating disorders and how they're treated within society. We know there's so much stigma and shame associated with having an eating disorder, and they're often seen as a personal failure or lack of willpower rather than a serious mental health condition that's exacerbated by these societal conditions. And this very individualistic lens keeps the focus away from looking at the bigger issues contributing to eating disorders. So essentially maintains power structures. This also makes current treatment very futile and more of a band-aid than true collective healing. And that is, you know, another reason why I'm coming back to this space, because it is a community space. I get to connect with you all. I get to connect with my hosts and have these amazing conversations. So I'm super excited to be back. I'm super stoked to unpack how body politics, and eating disorders, and body justice are all connected, helping you all understand the systemic and cultural factors that contribute to the development of an eating disorder or disordered eating, and helping us all sort of zoom out and conceptualize eating disorders as a systemic issue and not personal failure, because I believe this is crucial to lasting liberatory work in terms of food and body struggles. So if you got anything out of this quick episode, I just want you to know it's not your fault that you struggle with food and body image issues. Eating disorders are not apolitical. They are a social justice issue. And I will preach that till the day I die. So I'm excited for the lineup of this season of Body Justice, and stay tuned because, yeah, it's going to be incredible. I can't promise you that I will have capacity to release episodes every other week like I used to, but my goal is to release at least one a month. I think that's pretty maintainable, and it's okay if it's slower. It doesn't need to be urgent, right? We're unlearning white supremacy culture and this urgent need to put out more and more content. I want to do what feels good and aligned with my body's rhythm, and I hope you do the same. I hope me taking a break kind of gave you permission to listen to your body and your wisdom and your timing as well, because capitalism has us moving at the speed of light, and that's not good for any of us. So thank you all for your patience, and I will be back very soon with a first episode of season 3 of Body Justice. In the meantime, please go find me on Instagram if you haven't already at bodyjustice.therapist. You can also visit my private practice website, where we do have some openings for therapy in California and coaching worldwide. You can find us at www.eatingdisorderocdtherapy.com. We also have courses. We have different blog articles. We have links to other things that might be helpful for your recovery journey if therapy or coaching is not something you desire or can access at this time. So I will be in touch with you all, and I hope you have a good day.